Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Chav Tes Bechoros 29, and our Gemara has been discussing whether or not a person is permitted to take payment in order to determine whether or not an animal has a blemish on it, a mum. And in that context, the next Mishnah that we're going to discuss in 29a discusses whether or not a sage is allowed to take payment for or the performance of a action related to a commandment, to a mitzvah. So says our Mishnah, a judge, hanotel sacharo, if a judge takes payment from the judges, ladun, in order to judge them, din of betalim, his judgment is considered to be nullified, because a judge is not allowed to be paid by his litigants. So too, lahaid, if a witness takes payment in order to adjudicate a case, we say edus of betalim, his testimony is also nullified, it's considered not even to be testimony. And so too, if a person takes money, lahazos, in order to sprinkle the ashes of the red heifer on a tummy, a person whose tummy, in order to purify him, or else lakadesh, in order to mix the ashes of the red heifer with what's called the mayim chayim, with the spring water, in order to purify the person whose tummy, and also under all both of those circumstances, somebody who's taking money, we say meimav meimara, the water is going to be considered to be like it is cave water, which is disqualified and not able to purify the person who is ritually impure. Ve'efro, and the ashes, we are not going to say they're considered to be kosher, but we say efer mikla, they're considered to be like every ashes that is not capable of purifying the person who is tamei meis. Ve'im haya kohen, but if the person who was asked to see the firstborn and to determine whether or not has a blemish on it, if this person himself was a Kohen, and the person who needed him, as a result of, he said he wants to hire the Kohen, and the Kohen has to walk along a path, and as a result of this path, he walks over a dead body and becomes Tamei, and so now he's going to have to spend more money because he can no longer eat his Truma, he now has to buy Chulin food, Mitameo Mitruma, so and when he takes him on his path, he becomes Tamei, and now he can't eat the Truma, so by the Kohen doing this mitzvah of looking at the firstborn and determining its status, is not only is he not getting paid, he's costing him money because he has to now buy the more expensive food. So we say under those circumstances, if a person does this, then we say the one who caused him to go there, machilo umashko v'sacho, that indeed the Kohen is allowed to say to that person, you have to give me food because I don't want to buy the more expensive food and he has to give him stuff to drink and also stuff to anoint his oil, because he would have theoretically gotten that as truma. And also imhayazakein, but if the Kohen or the scholar was asked to determine whether or not this is the firstborn, if he was elderly, markivo al chamor, he can say, you have to give me a ride on a donkey, don't make me walk, and that's something he's allowed to demand. And also in all these cases, no solo scharaka poel, because he could be paid like a laborer, because if he wouldn't be doing these activities, he would have theoretically at least been able to work as a laborer, and so therefore he's able to be paid according to that status. So the Gemara says, what is the source for this idea that it's prohibited to take payment on behalf of teaching Torah and studying Torah? So says our Gemara, Minani Mili, what's the source of the idea that you're not allowed to take money to teach Torah? So says Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rav, the Amar Kra, there's a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5, Re'eu amadati eschem, behold, I've taught you the laws and the judgments just like God has commanded me. And we see from the fact that it says, behold, I have taught you, that Moshe says to the Jewish people, Ma'ani, just like I, Hashem commanded me to teach bechinam, without pay. Moshe says, I didn't take any money from you to teach you. Afatem bechinam, so too, when you teach other people Torah, you should also do it for free. And says our Gemara, there's a brisa which supports this position. Kasher tzivani Hashem alkai, says the verse, just like Hashem our God commanded me, Hashem my God commanded me, ma'ani b'chinam afata b'chinam, just like I did it for free, says Moshe Rabbeinu, so too you must do it for free. Uminayin shem lo matza b'chinam, and how do we know if a person doesn't find somebody to teach him for free? He can't say, well, now I don't have to study Torah. How do we know that's not the case? Sheyomad b'schar, that he must hire somebody to teach him, he must pay the money, says the verse, Talmud Lamar, Emes Kinei. The verse states in Proverbs, you should acquire truth. And Emes, the truth here, means Torah. So a person, even though the person is not allowed to pay, is not allowed to be paid to teach Torah. A person is required to pay to study Torah. How another person cannot then turn around and say, well, the same way I paid to learn it, so too I can charge others. The verse from Proverbs says, acquire truth and do not sell it. So we see from here that a person must pay to study Torah, but a person is not required, is not allowed to charge money in order to teach the Torah. In the commentaries make an exception for somebody who is unable to survive without it and without being paid. A person has no ability to make a livelihood, and also if it is what's called schar batala, that if the person, by as a result of them teaching Torah, they're not able to work, they're not able to do their profession, they're giving up. If a person is, let's say, a lawyer, and now that because they're teaching Torah, they're not able to be a lawyer, so then they're losing that livelihood that they otherwise would do it. And so therefore, under those circumstances, a person is able to be paid for the work. But the Ramah writes in Yoredeya Simen Reish Mem Vav Sif Chaf Aleph, that a person lo yachshav adam asok b'torah v'knos osher v'kavod imalim. But a person shouldn't think that, oh, I'll study Torah and I'll acquire wealth and honor as a result of this. Because somebody who has this thought, k'misha ma'al machshav zu b'libo eino zochel or shal Torah, somebody who has this thought will not merit the crown of Torah, but rather he should make his, he should study with the Torah, but he should still have a job, and that is what the Ramah writes in Yoredeya. Mala gadol misha misparnes mimaisa yadav shenemar yagia kapecha ki tochal, that a person should have a job with his own hand and should do work, and then he should establish Torah study as well. But a person should have a job and should not be supported from Torah study.